Welcome, Sally.
Hello.
It's great to have Sally here, isn't it? Sally's been in River Church 28 years, believe it or not, which is a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
Married to Chris, has Rebecca and Victoria, which is fantastic. Sally is a school secretary at Herries, which is an independent school just in Cookham. And she's worked there for about the last year.
Mm.
And before that, Sally was a homemaker and also worked part-time.
Yeah.
So, Sally, tell us a bit about what you do, but also what you love about what you do.
Well, I'm school secretary, but that means I'm in a small office, which is very busy. There's a phone, photocopier, children, teachers, computers, fire alarms going off occasionally, a dog who wants me to play. It's everything I said I couldn't possibly cope with in the workplace. And Georgie Graffin said to me a long time ago, and several occasions after that, be careful what you say, because he's listening. And I've always said I couldn't possibly work in a busy office with all that noise and all that stuff going on. How could I concentrate? And it's just amazing. God's confirmed to me that I've got a place, that I am capable of doing all these things, that I'm not past it. And that I'm valuable. Mm. They value me. Mm. But also it's lovely to interact with the children. It's a positive place. We're in touch with all the parents by email, on the phone. If there's a problem, you can contact people. If somebody wants you to look after their child because they're stuck in a traffic jam, you can do it. It's so... It's just lovely to be part of it. All the teachers are positive. And all because it's a small school... All the teachers know all the children. So if there are specialist needs, which there are, we all know about that particular child. Mm. And whilst it is an independent school, which is fee-paying, it's non-profit-making. And, of course, the money divide makes no difference to children. Children are children, and some children are not well. And some children have learning needs. And they're just gorgeous. Mm.
So when you're there at work, how do you kind of express your love for people?
Well, I am a fairly huggy person, as people might know. And I'm one thing that's always been important to me in my life since I didn't have a happy childhood and didn't have positive words put into me. When I became a Christian, I realised the power of words. And I like to put positive words into people and into situations. And there are situations where teachers are upset, or parents are upset, children are upset, or even where I've upset a child. And the ability to apologise to that child and then put positives into them, or be positive to a parent or a teacher, or lift them up, say the right thing, encourage them. That's what I like to do.
This is a job.
Yes, isn't it?
Not just doing it for the money.
The money's nice, especially because of our circumstances, which, you know, everybody probably knows. We have been broke for a little while, and we're now not quite so broke, so that's nice. So it's a real blessing to be paid for something I love to do every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just love it.
Yeah. And how do you find meaning in the kind of, I need to go to work, I turn up at this time, these are my responsibilities, I finish work at this time, I go home. How do you find meaning in all of those duties?
Well, I think, I know God's the God of miracles, and we think of miracles as huge things, but I see miracles as small things. In everything you do all day long, in your conversations, in my typing, in the way I speak to somebody on the phone, my face when I greet somebody is all part of God's miracle, I think. And I think that we've all can do that wherever we are. You don't have to be this amazing Christian that knows your Bible inside out, because I don't at all. You just have to be what God is. You just have to love people.
And there are some specific ways that you do that.
Yeah.
Tell us how you do that.
You mean the playground? Yeah, the playground. I'm on playground duty every day, and of course there are children who have issues, anger management. There are some that are ill. There are some that have medical problems. And it's a real privilege to be able to stand in the playground and pray. So it is my playground. And nobody knows I'm doing it. And I know that God wants me there doing it.
Tell us some of the challenges that you face.
Challenges. Well, remembering things. That's another one of those. Remember what you say, because I've always said, oh, I never remember that. And I do forget things sometimes, and sometimes they're spectacular forget things, and I've got into trouble over it. Well, I've not been got into trouble. Somebody's had words with me that I should remember, and I have reminded them that I am a certain age, and I don't always remember. But I think God's really helped me in that as well. Things that you're constantly juggling. I actually finished in the Christmas holidays something I'd started in September, because you're typing something, the phone's going, the door buzzer's going, the child comes in and asks for photocopying. It's, and you sort of stop again and think, what was I doing? You know, and God's really, really helped me in that. He's allowed me to keep up with it in a way that I humanly couldn't. But my memory is not what it was. I can remember the songs I sang 40 years ago, every word, but yesterday is sometimes a problem, you know? So that's a challenge. And sometimes I react badly in a situation because I'm stressed. And that's a challenge. But in my childhood, nobody ever apologised to you as an adult. It's because they were right and you were wrong. And I'm able to say sorry. I have actually reduced a child, Lord God forgive me, to tears. And then thought, oh, spit, you know. And been able to go in there and apologise to that child and have another conversation and bring it completely round. So, and that, I think that's a positive thing.
It's fantastic, Sally.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us what we can pray for you.
Well, I would like to remember things. Sensitivity, really. Not just with the children and the staff, because it's a small staff, it's a small school, and it's non-profit making. We don't have lots of money, so, situations get fraught. And I'd like to be sensitive to people's needs and children's needs, but to God, what God wants me, excuse me, to do in that. You know, I want to respond correctly, not just dive in and get on with it, which is the natural thing. Just sensitivity, really.
Let's pray, shall we? Let's pray for this wonderful lady.